Hello, and welcome to Recipe Challenge.
Hello.
I'm your host, Rebecca Collins.
I am your co-host, Katie Lael.
And this is the podcast where we choose a theme, exchange recipes related to that theme, and decide which recipe is the best.
Mm-hmm.
So today's theme is no churn ice cream.
I'm screaming. You're screaming.
For ice creaming.
No churn.
No churn. Because it's July. Everyone wants a cool treat, but who wants to get out the ice cream machine?
You just gave yours away, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yes, I had an ice cream machine. Yep. I had a Cuisinart ice cream machine.
I think maybe I have the same
it's
one.
Very nice, but it had gathered dust for, I mean, over 5 years.
Yeah.
Just not something I'm going to do.
And it takes up some shelf space.
Yes. And if you want to use it, you first need to pre-freeze the interior bowl. Needs to be like
solid. Yep. You got to have that in the freezer. Yep.
Takes a little planning. Mm-hmm. I would say it made really good ice cream, but I was like, this is too much shelf space.
Yeah.
So hauled that away, gave that away. Hopefully it has a new home.
And I'm sure it does.
Now I'm into the world of... No, I'm not into the world of no churn. I haven't made anything. But I started thinking, like, I could go for some ice cream.
No churn curious.
Yes, I am no churn curious. Okay, but before we jump into the ice cream, we're going to talk about this month's food news. Food news this month is... The Minnesota State Fair.
It's gotta be.
Released their 2025 list of foods and drinks. Well. What can I say? Okay, first of all, I'm gonna set the stage. This is a list that comes out every July.
Yep.
Because if you aren't familiar, Minnesota State Fair is always the end of August through Labor Day. So this year's fair is August 21st to September 1st.
Yep.
Labor Day is early this year, everyone. Mm-hmm. And this is like, oh, everyone get excited. These are our new foods and drink. They also have a drink list.
Yep. And any new vendors.
New food vendors. Yeah. So last year we did a Minnesota State Fair dupes challenge. If you want to check it out, it's episode 9.
Ooh, good map.
And no, I
good
looked
memory.
It up.
Okay, good.
Did not just remember.
Episode 9.
So this was fried pickles with ranch dipping sauce versus peanut butter bacon cakes, which are pancakes, really.
Yeah.
So check it out.
A fun episode.
We're not doing fair this year, but I can never resist this list of foods.
It's always...
Did you check it out?
I did.
Okay.
Where
do you want to start? Drinks? Foods?
Before we get into food, whenever I see that list, it feels... overwhelming because it's not possible to try all of those in one day. Like if you're just going once to the fair, it is good to go in a group because like one person can get something and then you can share it.
Yeah.
But there are people that go multiple days.
Oh, yes.
But
oh, yes.
To me, it always like I haven't been to the fair enough times to even try like all the the regular stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it always feels like, oh, now there's like all this new stuff to try.
New foods. I mean, they're still there. They don't go away.
I know.
They're just adding.
So it's an overwhelming amount of food.
And I think that sometimes the oldies get overshadowed where it's like, hey, there's still all this other good stuff that you could eat here. You don't have to eat all this, what I'm calling stunt food.
Oh boy, it sure is.
What is happening?
It's pretty wild this year.
We're trying to one-up ourselves now with how crazy and over the top these foods can be.
Let's start with foods.
Okay. So... My first theme I want to bring up is cheese curds. Every food seems to have a cheese curd involved. We've got caprese curds. We've got pizza cheese curd tacos, which if you look at that thing, it's I don't know. It's a deep fried hot mess. Hot honey pizza balls with two Z's.
That has cheese curds in it?
They do. They are stuffed. One of the stuffings is cheese curds.
Oh
my God. Hot honey and cheese curds. And it's a ball of dough. And
I like the idea of hot honey on cheese curds, but it's like full stop.
Yeah, that's it, though. Yep. Just like a dipping sauce, maybe?
Is the sweet squeakers on your list?
I wanted to give it to you because I okay. know this is one of your favorites.
I love, if it has not been stated already, I know oh. it has been. I love a sweet, savory combo. Okay. Okay. I love dipping a fry in a Wendy's Frosty.
Okay.
I love a chocolate-covered pretzel.
Yeah, me too.
However.
What is in these again?
Sweet Squeakers. Curds. But they're in a funnel cake batter, so that's going to be like a sweeter batter.
That could be good.
With a lemon whipped cream and a berry sauce. For me, it's just taking it a little too far.
Everything has to be upped a little. You got to up it a little. So funnel cake dipped curds. You had me.
Sure.
Maybe there's a side berry dipping
maybe a berry because you've seen like a
I've seen
like a berry dipping sauce or like a berry ketchup or something like that.
Yeah, yep, or that you could see be okay. like mm-hmm, you see mm-hmm. Like a fig savory like a yeah, sweet yeah. savory like pizza kind of a thing or
maybe
like a,
it's the lemon maybe the lemon is
what,
throwing
what is
me
lemon
off.
Doing in there
I don't know
is it blueberry and lemon
whip
I mean, I gotta say, my stomach really started to hurt when I was reading these.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
mine too.
Okay. My most unacceptable, terrifying food. I don't want to, like, you know, rain on anyone's parade, but the Uncrusta burger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is a cheeseburger with two.
Two.
Two PB&J
two.
Uncrustables as the bun.
Fried.
Oh, it's fried?
Yeah, they're deep fried Uncrustables. Oh,
with a cheeseburger. I mean.
How do you eat it?
So I feel like the fair has become a place for people to live out their wildest and most unacceptable food fantasies. Where if you did that just at home. People would be like, what?
Yeah.
If you told your friend that you made that at home, maybe they'd be like, what's wrong with you? Why are you eating that? But there, it's like everything is okay. It's like a day
flawless
of complete freedom.
Yes.
Everything is.
That's a big part of it.
Right.
That's a big part of it. I'm eating a bucket of cookies. I'm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm eating Timber Twist.
Oh, that was next on my list.
Okay. Do you have what's in it?
Okay. This is the one that I did actually gag a little bit when I was reading it, but then I misread one part of it, but it is Italian Timber Twists, Italian sausage, mozzarella, cream cheese, and a barbecue rub.
Wait, barbecue with that? Barbecue?
It's rub, like a barbecue rub. But when I first read it, I thought it said rib, and I was like, you're putting Italian sausage, mozzarella, cream cheese, and like rib meat?
Wait. What is it in?
It's in a manicotti shell.
Okay, so.
And then it's wrapped in bacon. It's a timber. That's the twist.
Okay, the because when timber I looked twist. At the picture, it looked like a dog chew. Because it's just like this fried red object. And you're like, is that a dog chew? You know how sometimes they baste dog chews in like that weird red beef kind of thing? That's what it looked like. I was like, no, what is that?
I don't know where the bar, because there's no sauce.
No, barbecue must be on the outside.
So it's the barbecue.
It's rubbed around the manicotti shell.
Yeah, maybe that's on the shell.
But I mean, I don't understand. How do you start to come up with this?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, if I were starting, I'd be like, okay, where are the cheese curds in this item?
Yep.
What can we stuff? Because also, the new item is tater kegs.
Oh, I didn't read about this one.
Enormous tater tots shaped like little kegs that are stuffed with stuff.
Okay.
Pretty sure there must be a cheese curd version.
Probably. I do love tater tots.
You get like four kegs.
Okay, I think I have seen the bigger tater tots before.
What the hell, man? What is happening?
So, it's like, and well, I can see like the, well, I don't know if,
I mean,
would I try a bite of any of these? Maybe, but
well, a bite. I mean, that's not gonna kill you.
And it can really be. I don't know. It can probably really add up.
So I feel a little judgy when I say no Uncrustables with cheeseburger. When last year we made the
pancake
with bacon and it had grape jelly on it.
It did, and it had a peanut butter whipped cream.
And it was all delicious.
The peanut butter whipped cream was
amazing.
So
maybe it is delicious.
I have had I've had peanut butter and bacon on a burger before, and it was really good. Oh, so man. I can, like, in moderation. But maybe, I mean that's not what the fair is not about moderation.
But you're not going to get an uncrust a burger anywhere else for the rest of the
year. You're
right. This is your shot. So shoot your shot. Get your uncrusta.
Uncrusta burger.
I want the uncrusta burger t-shirt.
We'll have to find out which vendor it is.
Okay, are you going to the fair this year?
I was not planning on it. Are you?
Yes, but only to see a show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am typically not an every year person.
No, this is your off year.
I think this is my off year, but last year, we probably talked about this at episode 9, but like night fair can be really great.
Oh, night fair.
The lights are on. Yeah, the lights are on. Carnival, the midway, the carnival games. It's not as busy. It's not as hot. The sun has gone down.
That's true.
I like a night fair. I've never tried a morning fair before, like right away.
I've done the morning fair once. I could
definitely get on board with that. Yeah, right away.
But you think it's going to be great, and it is right when you get there, and you'd be amazed how fast it fills up.
You got
like maybe half an hour before you're just swamped with people. Okay. So get in line for your coffee before everyone else shows up.
Yeah.
Because everyone has the same ideas.
Yeah. Get a coffee. Walk around.
I will say this. One thing I would eat on the new foods list.
Okay.
Birthday cake cookie dough on a stick. Because it's like birthday cake cookie dough with like a white chocolate shell kind of a thing over it. Kind of like a, and then it has sprinkles on it.
Like Funfetti cake?
Yeah.
But it's the cookie dough of that.
But it's birthday cake cookie dough.
Okay.
On a stick.
Hey.
It looked kind of good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I want to eat a whole one, but I definitely want a bite of it.
Yeah.
And, okay, did you look at drinks at all?
I think I glanced at them, but I don't have any notes about the drinks, so fill me in.
Just a quick note on drinks.
Was pickle big?
Everything dill.
Okay.
The word is dill and slushy and fruit, but especially pineapple.
I had a good slushy there.
They have some pretty good-looking slushies. Yeah. I gotta say, they have a pine—so I do love pineapple— And last year when I was at the fair, I had the pineapple Dole Whip. I've never had that. But now they have the alcoholic version, the pineapple Whiplash.
Ooh.
I would be having that. The one thing I'm not sure about is the soft serve ice cream, Royal Raspberry, which is like a beer. It's an ice cream beer. It's soft serve ice cream beer that's raspberry. I'm not sure if that's how I want to get my beer, but it's an interesting idea. But just basically like any fruit you can think of.
Yeah.
It's overrepresented. we really want the tropical fruits. We got dragon fruit. We got guava. We got mango. We got pineapple. We got blood orange. Anything you want. Yeah. They got it. There was like some kind of cherry slushy that looked good too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, I'm into that. So
go for the slushies.
To me, drinks look way better than the new foods.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all we're going to say about that.
Will you be doing anything at the fair?
Undetermined.
Okay.
So
maybe try that birthday cake.
Perhaps I will have some opinions when we're back.
Pop.
Yes.
Cookie dough pop. Is it? Oh, it's not fried. It's in white chocolate.
No. Okay. It's got like a hard shell. You know what it feels like? It's like, you know that magic shell stuff for ice cream?
Yep.
It feels like it's dipped in that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yum.
Come on. Sounds good. All right. So, any other news?
No.
We're going into it. We're going into no churn ice cream.
So, the flavors were...
Oh.
Or, well... The one I assigned you was maple walnut.
Yes.
This recipe was inspired by maybe the best ice cream I have ever had in my entire life. I can't believe I am just discovering. It's called the Maple Creamy. That's CREEMEE.
Oh, my God. What?
In Vermont. I was recently in Vermont, and we were seeing signs for this Maple Creamy, and I'm like... What the heck is a maple creamy? And so
Wait, can looked you it up. Only get it in Vermont?
It's like a maple soft serve, but it's it has a higher butterfat content than regular soft serve.
Oh, yeah. And so like a custard kind of.
Yeah.
Like a soft serve custard?
Yeah.
Or wait, custard has the eggs, right?
Yes, no eggs. I think it's just maybe using more cream, I guess. Okay. It was debuted in the 1980s at the Vermont State Fair. And technically, the maple creamy I had was right across the border in New Hampshire at Max Maple, shout out. But all they serve, they have like a farm store, like not farm store, they have like a store.
Wait, so but is it proprietary to one company or just everyone makes it now?
It's not just one company. Oh, it's like you can get them at lots of different
places. But it's called, place.
It's called the creamy. The maple creamy. Yes.
Okay. I have never heard of this. Does
and
it have walnuts in it?
No. No walnuts. Oh. But when I wanted to send you something that was like a little more interesting than just maple. Well, so a little maple walnut.
Sure.
No churn. But oh my God. This creamy. We have to see if we can find it. Maybe Wisconsin makes it. Like any place where you're going to have a good maple syrup, I feel like.
Hey, but I've never heard of this. Obviously, Minnesota does not have good maple syrup. We're not making any
creamies.
We're not making much. What the hell? Now I want some. How have I never heard of this?
I'll do some digging. I'll see if I
can
find it.
Can we have it flown in?
That would be amazing. Do they ship? Do they must ship maple creamies?
They must. Somebody does. I can't believe we're researching it. It'll be in the show notes, everyone.
Yep. I'm looking into it.
Unless,
so,
of course, you're from Vermont. And then you're like, oh, my God, they're just discovering the maple creamy.
Guess so.
These women.
Lived.
Well, now I'm really jealous.
All of these decades.
I want to have a maple creamy. Okay, so my recipe was maple and walnut.
Yes, maple walnut. How did it go?
Oh, my God, so easy.
Great.
There's a difference, though, in our two recipes and how you make them.
Ooh, okay.
My recipe, they wanted a mixer, like a bowl.
Okay.
Stand mixer. Don't own one. I used a hand mixer with a whisk attachment.
Okay.
Just fine.
Great.
So yours, I think, used a blender.
It did call for a blender,
oh,
but
you
I used
have
my,
a blender.
I Wait. Do. We do have a blender, but I used my stand mixer.
Okay. All right. Because
I probably should have taken a chance with the blender, but I knew I was going to, like, I had to whip the cream, and I'm like, I know how to do this. And I feel more confident.
So I've never whipped cream in my blender.
Mm-mm,
I've always done it with my hand mixer.
Yeah,
so I was also like, I mean, mine called for a mixer.
Yeah.
But I knew that yours was like technically a blender, and I was like, I don't know.
I mean,
you can do it.
Yeah. I've never tried
it. Mine was so easy.
Yeah. Did you toast your walnuts?
Okay, Katie, I did not. It was optional. Maybe I should have, but it was a cup and a half. I was just feeling a little lazy.
It's all good. Yeah, but what else? What else?
Okay. So the secret to churned ice cream, after looking at many recipes, it always is the same. You get two ingredients always the same, and then there's like some controversy that comes in. It is almost always 2 cups of cold, heavy whipping cream.
Mm-hmm.
It is almost always 14 ounces of sweetened condensed milk. But then, we go off in all different directions.
Yeah.
Some people insist that you should have milk in there. Did yours have milk?
It did have a little bit of milk. Yep.
That's
just a little bit, like quarter cup.
They say to cut some of the greasiness. Did you watch?
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't watch the
video. Greasiness of the sweetened condensed milk, which is not appetizing. I was like, greasiness. And then I think some salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's also
mine had salt.
Mine did not have any salt. So I didn't have milk. I didn't have salt. I don't know. Are these things really? So the thing about it is people are obsessed with no crystals.
Vanilla. Yours had vanilla in it. Right?
Yes, okay. It did have vanilla. And it had, I want to say that was it. And the maple syrup.
Yeah.
That's my sugar.
Is the no churn, sugar. Is the no churn supposed to be better for crystal, like with the crystal, like tell me more about the crystal.
I think that if you use a machine, you're less likely to get crystals.
Okay.
But if you use a loaf pan and you put your covering on top of the
On the surface.
Yes. Yeah. Then you're less likely to get crystals. Also, like the whipping, how well you've whipped the cream.
Right.
Less dense. So more fluffy, less crystals, mm-hmm, is what I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't tried mine, so I don't know. Is it crystally? I'm all worried. I'm like, is it have crystals in it? It's going to be like, yeah, the shame of the churned ice cream. But really, I mean, like, how easy is it? So easy.
So easy.
I mean, just pour it in. It took you like, I don't know, 20 minutes to make this pan. But you got to have a loaf pan.
Yep.
That's one thing to know.
Yeah.
That before you start is like every single recipe is going to want you to have a loaf pan.
Yep.
It's the perfect vessel for the whatever, the cooling. And also I want to say probably pretty easy to scoop then.
Absolutely.
Because you got it in the pan. So it was so easy.
Yeah.
What was your process? Wait, tell me about.
Oh, yes. It was salted caramel coconut is what you sent me. Very similar process and ingredients, except for some toasted coconut is in there.
You did toast.
I just toasted. It was only a quarter of a cup, so I just did a little on the skillet. It smelled like, if you want to make your house smell good, toast up some coconut. It smells so good. It smells so good. the caramel, and actually, right before I drove over here, I was like looking, I was double checking the name of the recipe, and I was like, oh, salted caramel. And then I was worried because I did not make the caramel that she... Well, she said you can either make hers or use jarred. I'm all out of the Mrs. Richardson's.
So for anybody who doesn't know, Katie has been using the same jar of caramel sauce for at least 2 to 3 recipes.
2 to 3 recipes, but
getting that jar out. You finished the jar.
Finished it out, so it's timed to make some more.
Wait, why did you make it? Why didn't you just go buy some more Mrs. Richardson? Or Smucker's? You just wanted the challenge?
I did want the challenge.
Making your own caramel is hard, isn't it?
It is.
Because you can burn it so easy.
It is. And that's always trips people up on British Bake Off. Like, they have to, like, trying it over and over again.
They're like, the caramel sauce went too far. It's crystalled.
Yes.
Or it's burnt.
So, and I had a quart of heavy whipping cream, and I used 2 cups for the ice cream, and then I needed 1 cup for the caramel, and I used 1 cup, and then that did not work out, and I'm like, you only have one, not that I couldn't have gone to the store.
You can never go to the store. You have one shot.
I didn't want to go to the store just to get more whipping cream.
This is your only shot.
I had one other shot. So her caramel recipe used corn syrup, granulated sugar, and water, and you're like, boiling that until it gets to be a wheat color, which I've tried making caramel this way before and it's not worked out. You're boiling it to a certain temp and then you have it. Then you want to lower the temp and just let it simmer until it gets to, I think, 360. But mine was never like browning up or like getting up to temp. Oh. And it just was not working. So okay. I went to my King Arthur, Arthur
website.
One of my King Arthur cookbooks. They have a caramel sauce recipe that has brandy in it. And now I'm like,
wait, has what?
It has some brandy in it. Now I'm like, hopefully that didn't mess up the freezing process. Yeah, I guess we'll find out. It might. We'll see. The sauce is very good, but instead of that process, it's really just brown sugar, salt, butter, vanilla. What else is in there?
No corn syrup.
No corn syrup. So you're really just melting all those ingredients together, and then once it's been like boiling for a little bit, then you pour in your you don't put the vanilla in right away. Vanilla, brandy, and then the heavy cream. Or maybe you do put the cream in at the beginning. Sorry, this is bad. This is bad podcasting right here. I should have been more prepared. Anyway, it's a whole lot easier to make than the corn syrup, granulated sugar, water.
I mean, you really went the extra mile. I'm really feeling bad about the nuts. I was too lazy to toast my walnuts, and you're like making your own caramel sauce. I mean, what?
We'll see how it shakes out.
I'm a cooking fail.
Yeah, if anyone has any good tips on how to make the corn syrup, brownie sugar, water, caramel mix.
The corn syrup sounds better.
It smells like caramel. It looks like caramel. It tastes like caramel.
Corn syrup is not that appetizing, really. No. I mean, and you have to use it sometimes to make certain things, but if you could not use it, why not?
Yeah. The funniest part of that corn syrup bottle, which you'll see, is just that Caro brand. It says... It says, contains no high fructose corn syrup. Everything's trying to like slant you a certain way. And I'm like, it's still corn syrup.
It's corn syrup.
How? It's so light. It's just not high fructose corn syrup. Oh, Jesus. Come on. Like, it's better for you.
Oh.
Nah. Anyways.
So then when you put your ice cream together.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So.
How did you.
Mix it up. Mix up your base. A little bit of caramel goes in the base.
Yep.
Pour it in the pan. They recommended, like, if I was doing it on my own, I would have thrown the coconut in there to mix it. But they recommended
they just wanted
you sprinkle the coconut on top in the pan and then mix it in, which is a little awkward. Then do some dollops of more caramel and, like, swirl it in with a
So that
knife.
You get, like, big spoonfuls of caramel when you're eating. It's not all mixed in.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's delicious.
Yeah. So, like,
right?
Yeah, caramel mixed in, but then also, yeah, some on top for
because
some swirl. Swirl.
Yeah. The swirl. That's a big deal. So, they have this video that I watched because your recipe was Cook's Country or America Test Kitchen?
I think it was Test Kitchen.
Because Test Kitchen has a video on how to make no churn, which I will link to.
Great.
Because it's really actually great.
I should have watched it.
No, actually, it's fine that you didn't. Because you learned they did not make their own caramel sauce, for one thing. Your recipe is not from there, though. Now I remember.
Right. You found
I found a
free one.
A very similar recipe because I watched the video and then I couldn't get the recipe.
Yeah.
So, but the video is worth watching. They use blenders.
Okay.
But they will explain all the ins and outs of these crystals and when to add your sugar. And I mean, they kind of make it more complicated than it really needs to be.
Yeah.
But basically, I think you could make any ice cream you wanted. If you have your base, you whip your cream, you put in your
sweetened condensed milk.
That's your base. Then you need a sugar.
Yep.
So
something.
Is your sugar corn syrup? Is it maple syrup? Is it regular sugar? Probably like a liquid sugar.
This
like
one you had caramel. Yes, but it also did have a little bit of granulated sugar.
A little, and then this one they were making had a little bit of milk.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
But then that's what you do. And then you put it in your pan, and then you could do a mix-in. So after you make it, you
love
could,
a mix-in.
You could mix in Oreos. You could mix in peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Anything you want.
So easy. All right.
Are you ready to taste?
Ready to taste.
Let's do it. We are back.
We are back.
Sugar high.
Sugar rush. As usual. I feel like we're always coming back.
I know we're always like we're food always like, coma.
We're always like
sugar
we're full,
rush.
Or we're sugar high. Okay. We tasted the ice cream. They were great. They were great. I don't know. What do you want to start with?
Before we get into individual ice creams, I will say it makes a ton. Like, you don't think a loaf pan is like a lot, but you take one scoop out and you're like, this is a lot.
Yeah, and you could feed a lot of people with this loaf pan of ice cream.
Yeah, and we were talking about, like, if you have more than one loaf pan at your house.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could even do a disposable, like an aluminum one. Probably you could make it in there.
Yeah.
Then you could, like, if you wanted to make, like, a few different ones.
Right.
And then
that would be so exciting.
Ice cream party.
Yeah, ice cream party.
Yeah.
They were really cute in their tins, I thought.
Yeah.
There's something very romantic to me about a loaf pan full of ice cream.
I know.
And I don't know why. It was just so cute. I was like, here's my little loaf pan of ice cream.
I don't know. No.
All right.
I agree.
Yeah. It's more romantic than taking the cardboard container from the store out of the freezer.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So what do you... Okay. Also, general statement... consistency on both ice creams I felt was very good.
Yes.
Like, I don't think it was crystallized.
No.
The very scoopable.
Yep.
I mean, I would hope so with that much sweet and condensed milk. Not greasy.
Yeah, they're both not greasy. Creamy.
Creamy. Yeah, no great. Crystals. Okay.
So I put plastic wrap on the top of mine. Yeah. What did you do for yours?
Mine was full to the top.
Oh, okay.
And then I put tinfoil over it, which in retrospect, maybe plastic would be better. But it didn't say. It just said to cover it.
Yeah.
And I just grabbed some tinfoil. But I think, I do think one of the things is, though, whatever the level is, mm-hmm. you want to have your cover against it.
Right.
You don't want an air pocket between the covering and the ice cream. You want to press it down. So maybe using plastic wrap is a good idea because you can press it against the ice cream. And then once it's frozen, it'll just pull away.
Yep.
But that's another no crystals tip.
No.
Brought to you by...
No crystals.
Kemp's ice cream. Okay, so let's talk flavor.
Okay.
What did you think of maple creamy?
It was good. Super creamy. Let's look.
It's not maple creamy.
It cannot compare. Nothing can compare. Nothing.
God. Oh, wait. I have an ice cream story.
The concentration of maple in the maple creamy. Oh. I don't even know. I
mean, they're probably like taking it right out of the tree and putting it into the ice cream. Like, it's just the most flavor. Because... Who knows how long, I mean, maybe it doesn't matter, but who knows how long the maple syrup you buy in the store has been sitting? Maybe? Right? Who knows? Okay. But that aside.
Yes.
Did you think that was good? Did you think it was good?
Yes.
Okay.
Super creamy.
I will say this.
Walnuts were a good crunch.
Perhaps I should have toasted them because then they'd be crunchy.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes also when you roast nut or toast or roast, I guess, you get a little more like depth of flavor, right?
Yeah.
From the roastiness, but
it does have a lot of nuts in it.
Yeah.
It's a cup and a half. It's a lot of nuts, but you can always ease up if you're not that big of a nut fan.
I love a maple ice cream, so it was delicious.
So maybe it could add more intense maple flavor, or did you think it was like
how much maple syrup was
it? Had
there?
A cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know. How would you?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I was going to say they make maple, like you can buy maple like extract, but.
Oh, what?
I wouldn't want to add like an artificial element to that.
Well, one thing is interesting is the recipe didn't say to use pure maple syrup, I don't think.
Oh.
So you could technically have dumped some Mrs. Butterworth's in there.
You could have.
I mean, I did use pure maple syrup because I was like, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, am I remembering right that on Little House on the Prairie, one of the treats was like frozen maple syrup as like a little popsicle?
Like on ice?
Yeah, like an icy, like a frozen popsicle.
I don't maple think I have syrup. The depth of what? Knowledge that you do for
I'm
Little
looking,
House.
I'm going to look it up then.
We'll look it up.
I feel like that was a prairie treat.
That makes sense.
Freezing maple syrup.
I believe it.
Everyone email, write in, let us know.
If it wasn't Little House, I'm sure I heard like some other pioneer thing I heard about was pouring maple syrup on snow or something or ice.
Because, at the state fair. Oh my gosh, I'm back to the state fair.
You can't get away.
Oh no. They have frozen honey sticks. Oh. Honey popsicles? I'm saying, yeah. I think that's what it is, right? No, I'm totally wrong. It's apple.
Oh.
It's like these homemade apple popsicles that everyone's walking around.
Like apple juice?
Yes, apple juice.
In a popsicle, okay.
It's like those freezies that are in the long tube.
Yes.
You get one of those.
Okay.
It's apple.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh, sorry. That's not even related.
Have you had one?
Yes. Oh. On a hot day, man, that is delicious. So
I bet that's a million times better than the freeze pops. The freeze pops of our youth.
Although those were pretty good.
they were good. I know. What am I saying?
These are really good, but I swear to God, there's some like prairie book or nature book where the kids have frozen maple syrup. Their treat. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Before high fructose corn syrup, we had maple syrup. And honey.
Yes.
These natural sweeteners.
Tastes better.
Yeah.
All right. So
all right,
then,
moving on. Salted caramel, salted coconut.
And coconut.
I was a little worried when I toasted the coconut, first stirring it into the batter, I guess, mixture, that because it was a little a little too crunchy almost. Like, I was worried it was going to get, like, yeah. I don't like it when things get stuck in my teeth.
Okay.
But sitting in the batter in the freezer, it really, like, softened it up. So it didn't.
Yeah, no.
I didn't feel like those. Yeah. The pieces were softened. So yes, it wasn't. You didn't have to worry about. Yeah, they got softened. They weren't
crunchy. They were delicious. It's so interesting because you don't really taste the coconut too much until you're kind of at the finish. And then it's a very coconut.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Caramel, excellent.
Good. The brandy in there.
Did you notice?
Didn't seem to affect. I didn't notice. Yeah, it's not, what is it, two it's tablespoons still, maybe?
Oh, it's so small, Mom.
But.
It was still but yes, it didn't, pretty it, frozen, but it was yeah. very, it was very, Scoopable. I guess that's one of the criteria you're looking for. Scoopable.
Well,
you know, sometimes you get an ice cream, it's so hard. And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I can't even.
This is nice. You don't have to let it sit out for a little bit. No, it's scoopable right away.
Don't let it sit out.
Right out of the freezer.
Right out of the freezer with that sweetened condensed milk.
Uh-oh. Can you vote? Do you want to vote? Do you have a vote?
I don't want to vote because I like them both for different reasons.
Are we abstaining?
Reasons. Well,
we can abstain.
They're different flavors, and like I could eat a cone with a scoop of each and same. Be completely happy. Same. Do you have one that you liked?
I mean, I'm giving the caramel coconut an edge.
Oh,
but
why does it have the edge?
I would just have more flavor. Either.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, is it this about the walnuts?
No. Listen. It really
is this about the toasted walnuts?
This,
I'm sorry, I was lazy.
This stupid maple creamy cup that I had in New Hampshire. You. I just can't like.
It ruined you.
That's it. Now it's like we need to find out if they will ship them to us.
Okay, I do have an ice cream story.
Okay. Oh yes. Okay, go on.
This is so dumb. Really dumb. But after college, for a little while, I lived. In East Lansing,
yes.
Michigan. And I was dating some dumb guy. Doesn't matter who he was. But one night, we wanted to go get ice cream.
Yep.
Why didn't just go to an ice... Maybe it was too late. It might have been too late at night to go to an ice cream shop proper.
Right.
So we were like, let's just go to the convenience store.
Yep.
And grab some ice cream.
Yeah.
We got this ice cream. It was vanilla... Chocolate covered peanut.
Okay. Like a goober.
I don't know what a goober is.
A goober is a chocolate covered peanut. Movie candy.
Well, it had chocolate covered peanuts in it, chopped up, kind of.
Okay.
It was vanilla ice cream.
So maybe chopped up goobers.
I thought, no, okay, maybe.
Okay, maybe it had, were the peanuts and the chocolate separate?
No. I don't think so.
Okay, I'm getting just us like off track.
Chocolate covered peanut okay, got is it. Really yep. what they were.
Okay.
The ice cream was called Moonies.
What?
I swear that was the brand.
The brand was Moonies?
It was
M-O-O-N-I-E-S,
I think.
Okay.
Do not quote me. It was the best ice cream. I still remember it. We ate the whole thing, the two of us.
It sounds amazing.
It's not even that special of a flavor, though. Really? I mean, what's really special about chocolate-covered peanut?
But, like, when you think about a drumstick, like, in my opinion, the best part of a drumstick cone is, like, the chocolate shell with the peanuts on top. And the vanilla ice cream is right under it. So maybe it was, like, giving you some of that
vibes. The vanilla ice cream consistency was amazing. It was kind of fluffy in a way.
Okay.
It wasn't so dense.
Right.
And like, it was almost, it was like whipped almost. Okay. I don't know.
Like lighter than a custard.
You could not get this ice cream anywhere else. I've never seen it, heard about it. Probably with some like local brand. It is, when you talk about the Vermont.
The creamy.
The maple creamy. Right? I'm thinking about Moonies, which is also a dumb name. Now we need to come up with ice cream that's called Moony Creamy.
Moonies Maple Creamy.
Yes. Yes. That's what we need.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
That's a great ice cream memory.
This is what I'm thinking of when you talk about this Creamies, which I'm going to look up as soon as this podcast is over, because now I want to see if we can have this flown in.
Oh, my gosh.
For our next episode.
Yes.
Which brings us to...
Okay, yes.
Two notes. Well...
Okay, go ahead.
Two notes we have. We are taking a hiatus in the month of August.
Yep, just 1 month.
1 month away. It's our summer break.
Summer break.
We will be doing a little recipe challenge retreat.
Yes.
To talk about the podcast with each other, because we don't do that enough. And then we'll be back in September.
Back in September.
Now, what is our September?
Are you ready?
I am
okay,
ready.
The theme for September is takeout fake out.
Whoa.
So this is like you've seen them all over.
You've seen it all over.
BuzzFeed, TikTok, like the copycat, Panera, broccoli cheddar soup, copycat, PF Chang's lettuce wraps.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a million of them.
Yes.
So takeout.
Oh my God.
Takeout.
Wait, is there any kind of parameter on what kind of meal? What kind of?
I'm gonna say entree. Like a entree.
Okay.
Like a dinner.
So no fake out frosty.
Not dessert.
No dessert.
Savory. But it could be like a lunch or dinner.
Okay.
Item.
It's like a savory item.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh.
That's keeping it pretty open.
Takeout, fake out. I love
copycat,
it.
Copycat recipes.
Love it. What springs to mind? Cheesecake Factory.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I did really love their chicken piccata.
Everybody loves Cheesecake Factory. Except
love
me.
The chicken piccata.
I have to admit, I've never eaten at Cheesecake Factory. I've never been to one.
Oh.
But everybody talks about
things
that they loved there.
Yeah.
So why? That's where my mind
goes.
Huge
ass menu.
Huge ass.
Yeah.
What about a Chi-Chi's fake-out?
Absolutely. The possibilities are endless.
They are endless.
Yes. It does not have to be a delivery necessarily. Just any sort of restaurant. Copycat.
Okay.
Takeout, fake-out.
Okay.
All right. We will see you.
You're on your own.
See you in September.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.